Hedge funds in general in Australia have been doing nothing, and sadly, from my way of thinking anyway, foreign money has been pouring out of Australia because they now see our regulators having gone from being a light-touch regulator in the markets now being a very heavy-handed regulator.
And it's only a temporary ban, though.
But Hedley, once you've established a precedent of banning something,
yeah,
then whenever there's a future crisis, and trust me, in the next 6 months there will be other crises in the market, you've now established a precedent for saying, well, we should ban the evil people that are pushing the share prices down. And
all right, Tom, I'm gonna put it on you here.
I reckon Tom
Elliott would make a better contribution to society if he concentrated on being the next Neil Mitchell and didn't concentrate on shorting CommBank, going long Westpac, and playing these obscure arbitrage games. And aren't you an example of too much of our intellectual capital tied up in...
being wasted.
Wasted in arcane financial arbitraging when it should be deployed in a better way for society.
In other words, if he used his power for good instead of evil.
You know, the number of times here at 3RRR I've had different contributors to this station say that to me as though I'm some superhero who's gone extremely bad.
How much are you running at the moment? How many hundreds of millions?
Oh, no. It's about 130 mil at the moment and probably declining. But
as we speak.
Well, what I'd say is short selling is very good for... I'll trot out the hedge fund line here. It's very good for price discovery and market efficiency and, getting stocks to where they have to go, perhaps just a bit quicker along the way. But look, all I would say about it is that, having said a few things... You don't want to go to work and then wake up the next day and find that all the rules have changed. Like, yeah. I don't really, if markets go down 30% in a year, I'm okay with that. If people want to panic,
well,
I
especially
don't mind
if
that.
You're short selling, you'd love them to go down 30%.
No, but this is the thing, Hedley. We, like most hedge funds, we buy things just as much as we short sell, but we only buy one thing if we can short sell another. That's the way hedge funds operate. It's hedging bets.
Okay.
If we can't hedge our bets, we don't buy either, and so our buying is removed from the market. So I'm not asking for the average punter out there to say, oh, the poor hedge funds or whatever. All I'm saying is, let's have a consistent set of rules. Let's not blame boogeymen for the problems that the market's happening. Experiencing, because the reality is, the reason the market's going down is what Noah said and what Stephen said. Too much debt, too many stupid decisions that were made, too many unsustainable business practices. It's got nothing to do with short selling and everything to do with stupid decisions that were made in the last 5 years.
Well, I think that was just going to stop a run on financial institutions.